All right, guys, it's the JVL podcast. I'm your host Jay, and I'm here with no other than my co-host Dre, right here, right here.
Hey, everybody, how y'all doing? I hope y'all enjoyed this beautiful weather out here today, because I know I am.
Yes, sir. So I know it's been a while since we have filmed because it was, what, 3 weeks? Sorry about that, y'all. It's been after I came back from Miami, there's been a lot going on, so I just haven't had time to record, but now we're back, and we are more ready than ever to keep talking, keep the consistency going. But, there's a few things we're going to cover today. As of right now, NBA has been getting very interesting lately. Not going to lie. There's been a lot of close things. There's been a lot of ups and downs. There's been, like, some obvious things that we already knew was going to happen. But, as y'all know, the playoffs for the NBA season is pretty much around the corner. It's about a month away, I want to say, as of late. But, so that's going to be pretty exciting. So, do you want to start us off, Dre?
Oh, yeah. The NBA, the playoffs is about to be crazy. Because if you look at the standings, you have OKC at number one. You got Houston, Denver, the Lakers, Memphis, Golden State, the Clippers, Minnesota. You got Sacramento and Phoenix fighting for positions to get into the play-in. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually surprised the way Houston's been playing this year for them to be the second seed.
Oh, yeah, man.
It's actually, I can't even put into words what it is.
They've been going crazy.
If you told me Houston was the second seed right now, I probably wouldn't believe it.
Me neither, man. They've been going off.
But, like, they actually have been getting a lot better. It's like, I can't believe it.
Speechless.
No, bro, like,
I really don't believe it, bro.
If you thought about the playoffs without actually looking at it, you would think that Houston would be the second seed and Dallas would be the 11th seed. Or you wouldn't expect Phoenix to be 10th. Or you wouldn't expect Golden State to be 6th. You expect them to be like a top 5 team. So the fact that Houston is putting on the performance that they are this year is actually incredible. They're actually, because they have a young core that they have. Mm-hmm. They have Jalen Green there. They have Brooks there. Van Fleet is one of the strongest veterans there. But I'm happy for them to be in second right now. Can they hold on to it? Because they're only above Denver for like a game and a half. We still have about 3 weeks left. So it's about seeing if they can hold on to that lead. Because they're not catching OKC. Nobody's doing that.
It's going to be hard to get OKC, man. They've been going off, man. That team has been going crazy.
But that's one thing that a lot of people like about the West, is because it doesn't matter, like, your history or, like, what type of players you have. They're always going to be different teams that's taken off that year. Like, there was one year where Sacramento won their division, and then the next year they were, like, dead last or, like, close to last. Or there was one time where Utah was balling out, and, like, now they're 16-54. Yeah. So, like, the rest is a struggle to, like, maintain that consistency throughout the years. That's why that's why they used to call it the Eastern Conference the Leastern Conference, because it wasn't that hard to make the playoffs.
Yeah. Eastern Conference is always awesome.
But if you think about it, the East has been more consistent than the West.
Yeah.
Because you got Cleveland, Boston, New York, Indiana, Milwaukee. The only name that's, like, surprising is Detroit.
Yeah.
And that's because, like, everybody else has been dealing with injuries, or they're starting to, like, slowly rebuild. Like, Philly dealing with injuries, Toronto dealing with their low-key rebuild, or Miami dealing with their situation. So, like,
yeah,
other teams like Orlando's starting to capitalize. Atlanta's starting to step up. Milwaukee's always going to be Milwaukee. Indiana's going to be Indiana. Yeah. New York is starting to get a little more healthier. OG, he came back a while ago. Cash healthy. Josh Hart's looking good. Jalen Brunson is dealing with an injury. I don't know if he'll be back for the playoffs, but he should be back in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the NBA is looking good right now.
Yeah, the NBA's been very, very interesting. It's been pretty good. As of right now, Thunder has clinched the number one seed. And after the Lakers lost, unfortunately, only reason why we lost is because half of our team was out with injuries, or they were just like, you know, injury management, just so they could be healthy. Like, we had like our best players were like out for like were out for a while. Some people we traded recently, especially Maxi Kleber. He's been injured since he got traded from the Mavs to the Lakers, so he's been still sitting out there with an injury, a foot injury. But from what I've learned, foot injuries are like a lot more harder to come, you know, come back around, because, you know, it's a lot more harder to recover because it's your foot. It's from what I've seen. But I mean, like you said, like the Western Conference, like everything, like every team has been really close. That's why we only know that OKC has like clinched number one seed, because OKC has been they've been very consistent. They've been literally cooking almost every team in the Western Conference, or just in general, because they have a good group. Well, they're like, what are they, like 50? Are they 50?
They're 57-12.
Yeah, 57-12. So yeah, they've been on a roll, man. Like it's crazy. And then, I mean, we might have dealt with our injuries on the Lakers, but honestly, like, we're still number four in the standings, so we definitely are still gonna make the playoffs. But from what I've heard that LeBron and Rui, they've been out for a while. Rui's been out a little longer, but they've been out for a while, but I think they're coming back the next game, which is tomorrow. So hopefully when they come back, they can start again. So I'm going. AR was out last night, last game. Luka was out. Like, literally, like I said, the whole, like, team and our starters were all out. And the only person we had on the starting lineup playing last night was Jax. And, I mean, so did his thing. And I do want to bring up Bronny. He got a season career high last night. I think he had 17 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists, which is pretty good. Honestly, like, a lot of people say that he's trash. Even I thought he just couldn't hoop, but I take that all back. But, I mean, to be honest, like, deep down, though, like, when I was thinking about that, I knew Bronny had what it takes. He has potential. He's got to get he just got to get enough more playing time. The more playing time he gets, the more confidence he can gain. Maybe he can even play good with his dad on the court with him. Who knows? We all know what happened the first time they were on the court for the first time ever. He was a little nervous. All the pressure was on him because he was playing with his dad.
Me personally, I never thought that Bronny couldn't make the NBA. I felt like people put more attention to his name than his game. Like,
yeah,
most of his highlights came from when he was in high school.
Right.
And then he went to USC. But then he had cardiac arrest. Like,
yeah.
What do you, like, he literally came back from that. And then he played one season. He averaged 4 points. And then he went to the draft. Like, y'all literally didn't give this man a full season to see how he would develop as a player before y'all just automatically came with the comparisons and the, like, We should have learned from LeVar Ball, like the way he hyped up his kids everybody was like, oh, he's doing too much. He shouldn't say this. He shouldn't say that. But then when you go out there and you watch a healthy Lonzo Ball play, or when you watch LaMelo play, that game speaks for itself. Like, just allow Bronny to go out there and just let his game speak for himself. Give this man a full season to play before you. We don't care what LeBron said. We don't care. Like, he's supposed to be proud of his son. He's supposed to hype his son up. That's what he's supposed to do. But let him play, and then, okay, after the season, you want to criticize him, go ahead. But don't just automatically assume that, oh, if Bronny touches the floor, he's automatically going to drop 20 points, 8 rebounds, yeah. 6 assists, 3 blocks. No.
Yeah, see, that's what I don't like about that. Like, y'all have all this, like, y'all hyping up Bronny too much. Like, you can't just because he's, the thing is, just because he's LeBron's son, they just assume all that. Yeah, I mean, he averages like 20.6 points in the G League. He has better stats in the G League, right? In the NBA, he doesn't average as much. But, like, you can't expect Bronny to just be, like, the best player out on the court when he's on that floor. All y'all want to do is see him make some points. Like, he doesn't, like you say, he didn't have a real full season to really, like, develop. He's young.
Right.
He did one season of college and went straight to the NBA just for not to play as much, but ends up going to DG League, averages all these points, rebounds and assists. And then you would see all that. He averages that much in the G League, but when he gets on the court in the NBA, he doesn't average that much. Like, you can't expect that at all. But, I mean, I think he just has – I know he has a lot of potential, and he did do his thing last night when they played. All of our stats based on the team we had, I think only three or four players were on double digits. But, I mean, it was sub Milwaukee, like you said. Milwaukee's going to be Milwaukee. Milwaukee just – that and at that, we just didn't have our starters, so we didn't play – we definitely tried, and we did our thing just to play, and we did what we could, but at the end of the day, we just got cooked really bad. It was like 118-89. And honestly, I don't really care, to be honest. I'm not mad at all. I'm not going to be mad at that at all. We did, like you said, we just didn't have our team. We started with the bench mob, and they did what they could for that, for what, like an hour? For 40 minutes each quarter, I guess, per se, I want to say. But they did what they could. So, I mean, yeah, so that's how Lakers are looking. But, I mean, other than that, NBA has been it's been all over the place. Like, not all over the place, but it's been really good. And I like how Western Conference, it's so hard being a person that watches the Western Conference a lot, because – you know, you never know what's going to happen with the Western Conference. They're, like, all the games right now, according to the standings, every, like, team is close in games.
Yeah, it's probably, like, at one to probably, like, four game difference.
Yeah. But, I mean,
it's going to be a battle.
It is definitely going to be a battle. So after everything that happened, like after last night, we already know that Thunder clinched the number one seed in the Western Conference after the Lakers lost. The Lakers fell to the fourth seed. We were the third seed because we beat Nuggets. But then we played last night, we lost, so we fell to the fourth seed. So the Warriors last night beat the Raptors. They built their the games are close. They built their half game lead. Like, that's like half a game. It's not even like two games yet.
Because Jimmy had a triple double.
Yeah, Jimmy did have a triple double. I think Steph got I think he went out. I forgot which quarter, but he got out last time with an injury.
Yeah, it was like a pelvic contusion.
Yeah. And what did you say about how many games he might be out for?
They said after the MRI, it could be two. It could be a little more, but they said probably like two or three.
Two or three at most.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like even without Steph, the Warriors, they're scarier than me, man. They're catching up to us. And it's scary because they're a really good team. Ever since they got Jimmy Butler, like, that team has been like, whoa. That team has been coming up, cutting in close. Like, they're catching up to us. And, yeah, so that's with the Warriors. Oh, the Kings lead over the number 10 seed, which is the Suns. So the Suns dipped to 2.5 games after they lost to the Bulls. That's all the Western, that's the Western Conference right now, these current updates. And as of right now, no other team other than the Thunder has clinched a spot in the playoffs because of how close everything is, depending on, like, according to the games. Like, we don't even know if Houston Rockets are going to have clinched a spot yet.
I see Boston still being that too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That battle for the division between Indiana. That's iffy. That's a toss-up right there. They're both actually pretty good.
Yeah.
I want to see what Chicago is going to do because they only behind Orlando by a couple games.
Right.
So I'm be looking out for Chicago. I don't want to be rude, but I'm not too worried about Miami doing anything. If they make the playoffs, they might be able to sneak in, but I don't see them going far.
Yeah, they've been they have the last game I did see they played, I forgot what it was. It was a close game. Bam was going crazy. I think they lost by 3 points though. But yeah, the Eastern Conference is, you know, the Eastern Conference, like, what do you got for the Eastern Conference? Because I know you pay more attention to the Eastern Conference than the Western Conference. A little bit more attention.
No, like, the Eastern Conference just has a lot of, most of their teams have a lot of injuries. That's why, and it's funny because, like, when Paul George first went to Philly, and it was like, who's going to stop Philadelphia? And I said it jokingly. Like, I didn't mean it. But I was like, Paul George needs, I said his knees is going to stop there. Because Paul George is always injured. Joel Embiid is always injured. So I'm like, you put two injury-prone people on the same team, what do you expect is going to happen? And they're both out for the season with the injury. And then Jared McCain, he got drafted, but then he's out with the injury. So it's like, what do you really expect? Like, you got to look at things from your best ability is availability. And if you're not on the court, you're not producing. Like, we can't work with that. That's why I don't understand why Philly still has Joel Embiid. Like, yeah, he's an MVP caliber player, but he's not there when they need him.
Yeah, that's true.
But then, like, he's that one piece that they somewhat need. And then, like, who's really going to try to trade for him? Because you can't.
Can't really do much. Can't.
Yeah.
You can't. Nah, you can't.
That's why you should tell people, like, when it comes to Anthony Davis, like, bro is a phenomenal player.
He is in his prime. But
he can't stay on the court.
He can't. Yeah, he's injured. And speaking of AD, I know you said that he's on the G League for Mavs right now to practice. So
yeah, they sent him to the G League so they can try to get him prepared to try to come back this season.
Yeah,
because Dallas dealing with injury, Derek Lively, and then Kyrie Irving, and then Anthony Davis, Daniel Gafford. It's like. And then just in the league in general, it's been so many season-ending injuries. De'Aaron Fox got traded to San Antonio, and it messed up his pinky. Now he's out for the rest of the season. It's like you just look up left and right. It's just been so many. And that's why I feel like the bracket, like the standings are the way that they are now, because, like, everybody's just losing so many people.
Yeah, at least injuries mess things up, man.
Yeah. I'm glad Porzingis just came back last week because he's been dealing with the illness and he was out for like 8 games.
Dang, that's right.
So that's why I don't get mad when they rest their star players. So I'm like, the name of the game is to be ready for the playoffs, and you can't be ready for the playoffs if all your players is injured.
Yeah, that's true.
So I just hope that everybody gets healthy. Eastern Conference, Western Conference, everybody gets healthy. They can finish the season out strong, have an amazing playoffs, and just take it from there.
Oh, yeah. So that has definitely been happening. And speaking of the postseason scenarios, as of March 21st, which is today, the Wizards are eliminated, whether they lose or win against the Heat. This was just not it for the Wizards, man. It's very unfortunate, but I mean, nothing really we can really do about it. But as of right now, looking at how the standings are now, I found the NBA playoff brackets. It's pretty much, it'd be whoever wins the play-in tournament, really. So, Western Conference-wise, it's the Clippers and Minnesota Timberwolves. So, whoever wins that would go against go against Thunder in the playoffs. And then... No, yeah, just play-in. The play-in starts, I think, when the play-in starts. Oh, the play-in starts April 15th through the 18th. So whatever happens during the play-in, I'm excited to see what happens with that. It's about a month away as of right now. How the standings are, it just makes sense dealing with how everything is. But right. We already know which teams have clinched a playoff spot. Obviously, the Thunder, and then the Cavs and the Celtics on the Eastern, and the only team on Western has been the Thunder. So, we'll see what happens in the Western Conference. Which team can, get a up the game win, up the wins in games? Because, like we said earlier, all of the games in the Western Conference are all really close. So we really don't know what's going to happen with the Western Conference. It's a little nerve-wracking, but at the same time, it's also very exciting. So I'm excited to see what happens with that. So, NBA has been very interesting lately. Been trying to tune into every game I could and each team. But, it's exciting. Speaking of exciting, Unrivaled has finally finished. Playoffs. Yup, the playoffs were. Who was it? Oh, the playoffs. I think it was the playoffs. It was crazy.
Yeah, it was Luna. It was Luna, Owls, and Vinyl, and it was Rose, the Laces and Rose.
So, the playoffs, man. The elimination games, it was so fun to watch. But what really shocked me, with Rose and Laces, going against each other, it was pretty close for a while. But, the point guard was going crazy and making her plays. It was insane. The Laces were doing good. They were definitely doing good. We were without Jackie, and we were also without Kate. So I mean, some of our good players. Yeah, she didn't play. Jackie, I don't know where she was. I don't think she was there. I think she went to go. She was somewhere. But Jackie didn't play, nor did Kate. But we still had a decent, we still had our team was looking pretty good. And it was close for a while, and they put up a good fight. But the Rose just came up on top. I think Chelsea had 39 points that game. It was insane. I think she had like 39 points and like something like that. But all I'm saying is point
guard. Yeah, I don't have that game.
Yeah. But it, she made a like a season career, like in a single game career. Like it was crazy. I'm like, yo, that's the point. She's gonna be at peak when she come back home. But so Rose came up top against the Laces, and the Laces got eliminated. And then this game, man, Lunar Owls and Vino. Shocking.
Right.
The most shocking game. It was an insane game. It was insane. I think Lunar Owls were up for a little, were up for a good amount of it. And Vino was up. No. It was crazy because Lunar Owls were up 10 points. But they fumbled a lead. They fumbled a 10-point lead, and the Vino took the win on top of the Lunar Owls. And I was like, whoa, that was the most
Because of the victory.
Yeah, exactly.
Despite Nafisa dropping 36 points.
Yeah. That was crazy. That game was the most insane game ever. Like, I feel like I could rewatch that game right now. I'm so glad HBO Max is a thing so I can rewatch the game. Because it was just so good. And then...
But I feel like that's what to make the playoffs exciting. When you have those close games. Or those games that seem like it's out of reach. And then, like, towards the second half, the other team comes back and just snatches the victory away from them.
Yep. That game was intense, man. I sat there in my room watching this whole time. I was like, oh, my God. That is crazy. Oh, I saw, like, when I saw that, I was happy for Vinyl for winning. It just shocked me because I just thought that Lunar Owls were going to take it because they were up by so much. And then, you know, Vino started making their points and coming back. And then De'Erica, like you said, sealed the win. It was like a little layup. Yup. Yup. And then with that came the finals, which was the day after. And that came up with Rose and Vino. I think that game was also very close. That game was close. They were Vino was doing good stopping Chelsea, actually. I can't lie. Like, cause the thing that De'Erica, I remember De'Erica said after they won against the Owls is that they gotta stop Chelsea. Cause you know, if you don't stop Chelsea, y'all saw the way she played against the Laces. Oh my God.
Right.
If you can't find a way to stop Chelsea, then bro, like it's over. But they were able to stop Chelsea. But with that, Chelsea made some plays. So I think Brittany, I think Slim was coming in with the post, making the points. Because they were just stopping Chelsea.
She sealed it with the free throw.
Free throw. And honestly, like speaking of free throws, everyone said that we don't think it should end in a free throw. But when it came to, like, that Rose and, like, Vino game, we didn't really care, honestly, which was really funny.
Me, personally, I don't have a problem with it ending with a free throw because nowadays free throws aren't automatic. There's been plenty of games where a team would get fouled and it'd be, like, 1 second left. And then they'll have like two shots and they'll be down by one. And the person will go up there like, oh, yeah, they're going to take this. And then they miss both free throws. And then, like,
you know,
it depends on the moment. A free throw is a free throw. But depending on the moment and the time and the player, it's not automatic. Like, there's a possible chance that they'll miss one out of two or they'll just miss both of them.
Yeah, and then
everybody's like, it was just a free throw. Yeah, but it's the pressure behind that free throw. Shooting a free throw in the first quarter compared to shooting a free throw in the fourth quarter with the game on the line is totally different pressure.
Yeah, that's true.
You can afford to miss the first quarter, but you can't afford to miss that fourth quarter.
Yeah. See, I think some of our things was that we just didn't think it was exciting at the time. And, like, every time they took a win off of a free throw, we're like, they should at least end it without a free throw. And then, like, when it came to the finals during the fourth quarter, game winner point, honestly, when she made that, we were just all like, I don't care. And I mean, when you say it like that, and I'm thinking about it now, because, you know, sometimes I don't think about stuff like that, but when you say it like that, yeah, that makes a lot more sense. It is definitely the pressure that's behind you at all. Like, game winner, you're either gonna lose the free, you're either gonna miss this shot, or you're gonna make it. It's always like a 50-50 chance.
Yeah, it's like kicking a field goal. Like, yeah. I remember, I forgot, it was an old game, but I think it was Denver playing New England, and Denver had like a 30-yard easy field goal. And I was like, oh yeah, this game is over with. They went out there, kicked it at time expired, missed the kick, lost.
Yeah.
And like, it's not about what you're doing, it's how you're doing it. Sometimes the pressure gets to you.
Yeah. That's true. That makes a lot more sense. Yeah, I mean, shoot, that game was pretty good. But y'all didn't know. Since Rose won against Vinyl, the Rose became the first unrivaled club to win the championship for Unrivaled. So
a staggering 62-54.
Yeah. And what's so crazy is that it makes me so much more happy about the Rose. And I always still kind of regret the fact that I had them fourth in my top six for Unrivaled. I know Jazz beginning is still mad at me about it. I'm sorry, Jazz. I'm sorry. And
you know what's crazy?
Sup?
That Rose won without Kalia Cooper and Angel Reese playing.
Yeah. Without them playing, then we still won. And weren't the Rose like, they were like underdogs. They were like lower. They were like low on the, they were low on the standings, I'm pretty sure. And they came up on top. They had a comeback. Chelsea came back, did her thing. And like, seeing that was just amazing. It was just beautiful. Honestly. But taking a win off that without Caught and Angel, man, that Rose team was pretty good, man. So now that's over, I'm very excited to see what Unrivaled is going to be next season. And at
season
that,
number two.
Yeah, season two. And I, you know, speaking of season two, I'm really hoping that KP gets back in there for Unrivaled, because she didn't come this season like she was supposed to. But she just chose not to, and I'm still okay with that still. But I'm excited to see what else they're gonna add for next season. Like, I'm pretty sure there's gonna be more teams than just six teams. I wanna say.
If I had them, I'll probably add like two more.
Yeah, probably like two more. Cause the season is only from like, it was like from January to March. So it was like a good,
yeah.
It's like a good, like, what, 3-4 months?
Like 2.5. Because like it starts at the, it starts, yeah, it starts at like,
oh,
the,
like the end of January.
Yeah. And then it ends at the beginning of March. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, 2 months. Yeah, I feel like a good, maybe two teams would be good. And I'm excited to see Cameron Brink join in and actually play next season.
Oh, yeah, we got a spot for them. They want to come to Fanta. No, I'm just saying.
I'm so dead. I'm gonna need a KP to come back, and, you know, go back with the laces and do her thing over there. You know, we gonna need that. You know what I mean? Like, you're supposed to be on the laces. I feel, you know, I always think about how the laces would have been if KP decided to do it instead of deciding to go out of it. Laces had dogs, bro. They had Court and KP. Two dogs on the same team like that, bro? That's crazy.
And you put Kayla McBride in there, too?
Oh, and you put Kayla McBride? You got dogs. You got shooters, and you got, and they're all fast too. And you got Fudge instead of, yeah, man, Lakers would have been crazy. But I also like how the Lakers were this season. That team was good. I became very attached to that team, not because of the admin being an admin, but you know the players on the team was just great. Because if you think about it, it was pretty much the Aces. Whether Tip was, even if it was like, it's through the Laces there, or like Laces or people, it was through the Aces on that team. Because, you know, I know some of them are actually not on the Aces, but, you know, some used to be on the Aces and now they're on different teams. But I know Aces were good. I'm excited to see what we got coming up, coming tomorrow, next season. So Unrivaled next season is going to be exciting. And I'm expecting you to come with me to Miami to go watch it in person, bro.
Oh, I'm definitely going. They're going to have Cameron Brink and Kelsey Plum.
Hey, that's what I was saying. I think Kelsey Plum's coming. I hope KP comes because she did tap out this year.
Listen, even if she don't show up, all she got to do is just show up. She can be in the crowd sitting right next to me. She ain't got to be on the court.
Oh, you're right. See, now I wish, I'm not speaking, and I wish I went to Unrivaled when Asia was there watching them hoop. You know, because Asia was sitting, you know, Gucci courtside. You know, I would have been able to see her. And at that, bro, I'm telling you, the venue, it's small, but also kind of big. But it's so small because I feel like almost every seat you sit at, it literally feels like you're sitting near courts, like damn near courtside, bro.
Right.
Because of how small it is. It's pretty, it's really dope. So I'm excited for that next season. But enough of Unrivaled chit chat. All I'm gonna say about Unrivaled is that it was a really good season this year, and I'm really excited for what happens next season, which is gonna be very exciting because I enjoyed watching that so much better than the Big Three.
Oh, and I want to give a congratulations to Angel Reese for winning Defensive Player of the Year and Nafisa for winning MVP. They both were phenomenal this season.
Yeah.
They both did their thing on both sides of the court. And I'm going to let you know, I voted for Kelly McBride. That's who I voted for. I thought the way she was balling out for the Laces, she put that team on her back and carried them to the playoffs.
Yup. Without Kelly, but probably wouldn't have made it to the playoffs.
But Nafisa did put up 27.5 points throughout the season. So they gave it to the right person. She deserved that.
Definitely agree with you.
So congratulations to both of them ladies.
Yep.
And can't wait to see y'all perform in the WNBA season and next season on Unrivaled. And if y'all need a spot on Phantom, I don't know how I do it, but we'll open up one for you. I'm starting my recruiting services early.
Another person I want to congratulate as well is Chelsea Gray, the point guard, for getting finals MVP. She really did her thing, man, being the point guard during the playoffs. She deserved every piece of it. She definitely did. She went crazy, and I'm excited for her to go, you know, show out for, you know, the team, the Aces, and it's going to be an exciting season. And so speaking of WNBA season, it brings me to our next conversation about New York. So, if y'all didn't know, New York traded T-Cloud from the Suns. So now T-Cloud is in New York. And how do you feel about that?
It's actually funny because she was talking about how she got traded to Connecticut.
Yeah.
And then she was talking about how upset she was about being traded to Connecticut. And then Connecticut was like, you know what? Yeah, we're just going to give it to you. Yeah. And then New York gave up two first-round draft picks. They gave up the 7th overall draft pick for this draft. And then first round draft pick for next year's draft. Like, you would be crazy to not take that deal.
That's true.
And now Maria's over there struggling because she ain't got nobody. They got her all by herself.
She all by herself.
She thought she got Natasha Cloud. They said nope. They hit her with a wait. You think she's gonna be here? Wait. Nope.
Nope. She ain't gonna be here. Not no more. Not Marina all by herself. Which sucks. Again. Yeah, literally again. She ain't got no one on there.
But the one thing that's kind of funny about that is that's why they say the grass isn't always greener on the other side. But she played for four teams in six seasons.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy.
Sometimes you just got to stay there and you got to see it through.
Honestly.
You was with the Sparks, then you went to Dallas, and then you went, then that didn't work out. You wanted to leave, and you went to Chicago. Chicago didn't work out. You wanted to be traded. Then they sent you to Connecticut. And then you thought Connecticut was going to be greener on the other side. Everybody left. And now you just sitting there by yourself. And you're like, nah, I didn't think it was going to be like this. I want to leave. And Connecticut like, nah, you stuck.
You stuck here. You ain't going anywhere.
We didn't gave too many people for you to just walk the next season. Nah, you stuck.
You stuck here. Just see it through. See what happens. So, I mean, not Connecticut. Because I know, I'm pretty sure Tiffany Mitchell's on Connecticut, right?
I think so.
I think she was, and then she went to the Aces.
But then I feel like it's a good pickup for New York. They had another veteran piece to the team. And actually, their GM said that Natasha was someone that they've been looking at for the past few years.
Oh,
he said that she was somebody that they identified years ago as a prime fit for their team and embodies everything that they look for in a player.
Okay. So that's a good thing for T.
So he also said that they're getting ready to they're trying to pursue another championship, and they feel that Natasha will strengthen their roster on both sides of the court.
That's true. They are a little greedy, though. I can't lie. But New York also recently signed Marine Johannes. I hope I said that right. But they just recently signed her as well. So,
oh yeah, they brought her back.
Yep, they didn't just get T Cloud, but they got Marina Johannes right back. So, if they're looking for another championship, I'ma just say, good luck, man.
I feel like they're trying to get that back to back.
They want that back to back real bad, and I don't blame them. But it's hard going back to back.
Crazy because. At the beginning of Unrivaled, you had Natasha and Brittany Griner together on Phantom, and they played for the same team in the WNBA.
Yo.
But then they both obviously left. She got traded to Connecticut. But then she gets traded to New York, and who did she just spend Unrivaled with? Sabrina, who's in New York.
Yeah.
So she... You simply can't make that stuff up.
No, you really can't.
She literally just spent the offseason playing with Sabrina.
Really, like fact, like for her, like honestly. So she already built chemistry with Sabrina during the offseason. And we know how Sabrina is. She hooping. She's a hooper, man. One of my favorite players out there. Love her.
You put in Stewie with JJ behind that. Oh yeah, New York trying to make it tough out here.
New York really trying to go make. They really trying to get that back to back. I'm just saying, good luck because it's really hard to get back to back. It was hard for us to get back to back, but honestly, I still feel like the Aces got a chance.
Oh yeah, they definitely do.
Oh yeah, I feel like it's the redemption tour. Honestly, like. My Aces really got, we don't even have a lot of changes to our roster. We still got some good players. We got some good pickups. And at that, like, we've already seen, we've seen Chelsea play Unrivaled. We saw how she hooped. Now imagine her on the Aces, hooping like that with Asia and with Jackie and with Drew at that. Come on, we
right?
I mean, Jackie, even though Jackie was like out for most of Unrivaled, the times when she did play, her first time going back and playing on Unrivaled, she wasn't there. But like, I think like after a couple of games or the next game after that, she was just hooping, man.
She went back to being her regular self.
Yup. And if she bringing that back home with us, we'll be good. And then Jewel, I feel like Jewel's just gonna get her. Jewel's gonna get her flow back for sure. She's a lot more happier on the Aces. Whatever was happening in Seattle for her just wasn't it. But you know, now she's on the Aces. Oh, she's excited. And Lachie said that smile never went away since she got traded over there and started going over there.
Right.
So honestly, we definitely still got a chance. And I mean, New York is going to be tough for sure. But if you think about it, not just New York is tough, but if you look at all of the teams in WNBA this season and the roster that everyone has, it's just going to be tough in general.
Right.
Because now you got the Sparks. They even have a chance to get a championship. They got KP over there. They got De'Eric over there. And they got Rekia and Cameron Brink coming back. She's not going to be injured anymore.
Right.
Like, LA, like Sparks are even, they even have a chance at the championship there. And you're looking at Atlanta with BG.
Atlanta done got nice.
Yeah, Atlanta done got nice. And you're over here looking at, and then Indiana at that, they got Sid, you know, Caitlin Clark gonna be Caitlin Clark. Like, I mean, like every like team looks really good. The Valkyries, They got a little decent roster hold. They got a little roster going on. But
yeah, a little razzle dazzle.
They got a little something going on, but I mean it's possible, but it's a new expansion team. I feel like they're gonna mostly focus on trying to build that team so they can do anything from that. But they do got they do got Tip. And Tip is definitely a veteran. So that's a good pick that Valkyrie's got. And, you know, they got Kate. So Kate and Tip, they're on the Aces together. So the chemistry is already there.
Right.
But every team this season looking really good. So it's going to be a lot harder. It's going to be a lot harder. Like, I think WNBA season, I think WNBA offseason this year has been the most, like, insane thing ever. Like, all the changes and all the pickups and all the moves that happen all around the W has been crazy.
I think the reason why this offseason has been better than any other offseason is because Unrivaled. And the reason why I say that is because we still have basketball throughout the offseason to where not only can we discuss next season, we still have like highlighted films throughout the offseason mm-hmm. that we can go off of, especially with the new team coming in, with the players mm-hmm. switching from team to team, the trades coming in, the draft coming up. It's like reading about something or watching ESPN or watching podcasts. You have that, but you can also just be like, okay, I can tune into Unrivaled and actually see how these people are preparing for next season rather than reading an update about it. So it's like, it gets you more in tune.
Exactly.
So that's what, because they'll be playing like overseas, but you won't get like updates like that. Like,
you don't get that updates unless your team has players that are playing overseas that would post about it.
Right.
But it's really hard
to watch. But other than that, you wouldn't get those type of updates. Mm-hmm. But now you have Unrivaled. They don't have to go overseas. They just have to go to Miami. And then you get that content update. And then now they're able to have that free time to where they can go on social media and promote Unrivaled, or you can see them as not just players, you can see them as people. You can see them having fun, cracking jokes, dancing, cooking, everything that we do. So now they're becoming more relatable to us, not as just players, but as people that we can connect with on a different level.
Not
fair. That's why I feel like this offseason has been as good as it's been.
The offseason has been the way it's been. And the way the offseason was unfolded, like, I want to go back to when you said we get to, like, connect to these people on a whole nother, like, a personal level. If you go back to during the offseason, before KP got traded and got moved to the Sparks, when KP had her event here at Vegas,
right?
The way we saw her and the way we, you know, the way she was and what we saw, we never see that. And I always go back to it. Some people might be annoyed. Some people won't. Well, some people, you know, I know I might annoy some people, my bae. I know I might annoy y'all about KP, but I always want to go back to getting closer to these players on a personal level. Like, the way we saw KP at the lounge on that side, like,
right.
The way things were, we literally connected on a very personal level, whether it was when we met her, whether it was from the distance we were at, she was still around. We were able to see what she really is as a person. And, you know, it taught us a lot that not all these players are just like players. They're actual people and real people in this world. And they're not just celebrities at all. Like, I mean, they're just like us. They just do stuff professionally. That's their job. But I mean,
right.
But like, seeing that would always been great. So the offseason has just been amazing. And then every player that has posted stuff about it. And for example, like Tip, she has this broadcast channel on Instagram. I think every month she does like little check-ins on us, or, you know, she would ask us these questions and then we would type what we you know, go off of what she said, go off and ask her the question. And then almost all the time Tip replies to almost everyone and says what she has to say. And like, we feel very connected on a very personal level. And even though I can't text her back like that, she definitely still sees what, not just me, but other people that are fans of her
are saying.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I feel like it's just a lot better. Like, it's just great. Like, man, the WNBA season is going to be so much fun, bro. Offseason has been so, so crazy. Such an emotional roller coaster. So now that all the emotions are all gone, the only thing we're waiting for right now before the season is the draft. So.
Right.
I'm hoping we get Pow Pow for the Aces. That would be great. I do want to add that on, though, for the draft picks. Before we get out of here, I do want to talk about the draft for a little bit. Since it is happening in a month, what do you think the drafts are going to be like? Who do you think is going to be going where? Your opinions or, you know, stuff like that.
I'm going to be perfectly honest. Besides Paige, Pow Pow, and that one girl from LSU, I don't know nothing about the draft. I'm going to keep it 100 with you.
Honestly, I can go with you on that one a little bit. Definitely. But I mean, honestly, I've been looking at the draft class this year. It's pretty good. But I'm really hoping we get like Pow Pow for the Aces. You think Paige is going to, where do you think Paige is going to go?
Let's talk about she's going to Dallas.
Dallas?
She's automatically going number one.
Oh, yeah. You're right. All right.
If Dallas don't take pay, something is wrong with Dallas.
Man. When we know.
Or they must got the outside of Stevie Wonder or something.
The outside of Stevie Wonder. No, you're not wrong. But, man. You know what? Once we get more updates on the draft, guys, we will definitely talk about it. As of right now, I want Pow Pow to
next episode. Next episode, we got y'all. We're gonna strap up with it.
Don't worry, we got y'all. But all I'm gonna say is that I'm hoping Pow Pow comes to the Aces because we do got, what's she like, a 13th pick? 12th, 13th pick? I think so. Yeah, and we have that. So we're either gonna, I would love Pow Pow on the team. Because, you know, but, you know, we'll see what happens. But as of right now, y'all, we're going to have to get out of here. And we'll catch you on the next episode. Thank y'all so much for listening. And once we get this draft thing updated more, we're definitely going to talk about it. And also, keep a lookout for March Madness, because we're going to talk about that as well in the next episode. So, all I'm going to say, March Madness is looking good. I like it. I'm excited to watch the rest of it. Anyways, y'all, this is going to end the episode. I really hope y'all enjoyed. Thank y'all so much for listening, watching, wherever you're watching, listening to this too. And I hope y'all have a good rest of your day, your week, do y'all thing, all of our social media. Y'all know where that is. Keep going, stay posted. And, you know, all that. Anything else you want to add before we get out of here, Dre?
Yes, there actually is. If you're watching us on YouTube, don't forget to like, comment, and share with all your friends. And if you have any type of suggestions or just anything topic related that you would like to see added to the show, feel free to leave those in the comments and we will check all of them out.
Definitely. We're going to look at all the comments and see what y'all want us to do. And hope everyone has a good rest of your week, day, and, you know, enjoy March Madness and everything else that's coming up. And one more thing. We're excited for the WNBA season, and we're excited to see how the NBA is going to turn out for playoffs and, you know, postseason, all that. All right, y'all. It's been Jay and Dre. We out of here.
Peace.
Yeah.